Today is the second of the Sundays where we emphasize our stewardship of our dollars for the coming year. And the theme we're using this year is Forward in Grace. But before I talk about our stewardship, I want to take a couple of minutes just to introduce it by talking about something else. If you didn't know, we had an election this week. And right now in the United States, there are millions of people who are feeling like this. And there are millions of people who are feeling like this. And there are millions of people who are feeling like this. Because in such a contentious election as the one we have, people are asking questions. What happens now? I mean, there are some who are thinking we are moving into a bright future. There are some who are thinking we are sinking into a deep abyss. There are many who just don't know what's going to happen. But let me share my thoughts of what's going to happen. We as a nation, we will move forward. Because we've always moved forward. We can't stay still. We can't go backwards. History won't let us. We've had an election. And so we as a nation will move forward. Whatever that forward means, we will move forward. Because that's what people do. We try to move forward. And we as a congregation, as we talk about the stewardship of our dollars for the coming year, we talk about what we will do as individuals and as a congregation to help support our church so that we do move forward. Because that's what we are called to do. This is a very brave goldfish. This is a goldfish that is moving upwards and moving forwards. And my friends at Grace, that's what we are called to do as well. You and I, every one of us, we are called to move up so that we can move forward. That's what our giving has to do in 2017. The simple fact is, we've built a building. We have to pay for the building. There's a lot of other things that take money. We can't stay where we are. We can't go backwards. We need to move forward. Our first lesson today was from the book of Joshua, the very end of the book of Joshua. Joshua was the man who replaced Moses. When Moses died, he became the leader of the people of Israel. The job was big. He didn't know if he could do it, but the Lord tells him when he becomes the leader of Israel to be confident and determined. Be courageous. God says that to him about 5 times in chapter 1 of Joshua. And Joshua was the one who led the nation into the land. He's the one who led them at their victory at Jericho. He's the one who led them in every victory the people had, led by the Lord constantly. And at the end of the book of Joshua, the people of Israel had conquered the land. It was theirs. Their enemies were not totally defeated. They were still around them in places. But Joshua called the people of Israel together at Jericho, at a holy site in Israel. And he said to them, "We need to make a decision now. Are you going to worship the Lord God who has freed you from slavery in Egypt, who brought you through the waters of the Red Sea, who kept you alive in the wilderness, who brought you into this land, who gave you this land? Will you worship the Lord? Or will you worship all the false gods of the Canaanites and the Amorites who aren't real and who did nothing for their people? What will you do?" And in this famous verse from the Bible, Joshua declares, "Choose this day whom you will serve." And then he says to the people, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The people of Israel are called to make a choice. Our lives are all about choices. Every one of us, we have choices to make. People of Israel, of course. Will you worship the Lord or will you worship the false gods? And you and I, as we talk about the stewardship of our dollars, you and I each have a choice to make about how we will serve and honor God with the money that is in our wallet. We need to remember something very important about giving. In the church, giving is always voluntary. The church does not command you. The church does not tell you. The church does not order you what to give. Giving in the church is always voluntary. You and I are each called to do our part as best we can to support the work and the ministry of the church. And last week I talked to you about what some of the important ministry and work and the financial needs we have are. Again, we have our brand new building. We have a big mortgage. We have larger utility bills. We as a congregation, we need to make sure we can pay for those. We have a wonderful church staff. We gave them a raise this year. We want to make sure that they continue to get that raise. We want to make sure they get a raise for next year. And as you saw the slide before the service with regard to pastoral salaries, we want to do something to address those as well. We want to do more giving money to others. We want to reach out and increase our benevolences. As I shared last week, we've always tried to give at least 10% of what we receive in offerings, give it away. This year it fell a little under that because we had such a large increase for the new church mortgage. But we want to be generous enough so that we can get that back to that 10% level. And as I shared with you last week, the church council is still working on what this means bottom line. But we will need at least $60,000 more in 2017 than we are receiving in 2016. And if you were here last week, remember, in 2016, the members of this church graciously pledged to give $50,000 more than we gave in 2015. That's a lot of money. But we are called to move up so that we can move forward. We have big budget needs, but there are great budget blessings and great ministry blessings that come from our increased generosity. This week, you should have received, and if you haven't received it already, you should have, but if you haven't, you will be getting a packet in the mail about stewardship. And part of that packet is this wonderful brochure. And again, our thanks to Steve Koronek, who used his wonderful talents, his graphic design talents, to help create this beautiful brochure to talk about our ministry needs. And one of the key things in that brochure was this chart. It's a chart that shows where the people of grace are with their weekly offerings. These are not annual offerings. We hope that was clear. These are where the people of grace are. How many people give how much each week to the work of the church? As you can see in our congregation, we have a lot of folks who give $5 or less a week. Now, some of these, that's all they can do. Some are students. Some don't have much money. But we have a lot of folks in this congregation who are giving $5 or less a week. At the top of the chart, we have four families in this church who are giving $200 or more a week. And then we fall all in between. You can see where folks are in this chart. And you can see where you are, where your giving falls in this chart. And you can also see, for us to meet our needs next year, to fully support our ministry as we want to, you can see what we need to do. We need to have a lot more people move from $5 or less up to a higher level. We need people in the middle area to move up to higher levels. You can see one of our areas, those who give $100 to $124, that actually goes down. One of the reasons for that is we have two families this year who've been giving $100 to $124 to the church. They've moved out of state. So we've lost two families who do that, but we hope we can get at least one more back. I hope you have not, if you haven't already, if you haven't opened that packet, if you haven't looked at it and read it yet, I hope you will take some time to look at this chart and see where you fall in to the giving patterns. And I also hope you will take the time in the brochure to seriously consider the four questions that are asked of each and every one of us in this brochure as we look forward to our giving. Four very important questions. And the first is this. How does my giving compare with the many other ways I use my money? When it comes to being generous, it doesn't really matter how much money we have. It depends upon how we use the money that we do have. And I encourage each one of us as individuals or as a family to say, does my giving to the Lord, is that near the top of how I use my money? Is the money I give to the Lord, is that somewhere in the middle of all my monthly bills and expenses and the ways I use my money? Is the amount I give to the Lord, is it more than I pay for my cell phone? More than I pay for my TV? Or is it less than I pay for my TV? Is the money I give to the Lord, is it more than I spend on a cup of coffee each week? A candy bar? Or is it less than that? That's a good way for each one of us to gauge how we use our money. The second question I want all of us to ask is this. How adequately does my giving reflect my gratitude to God? I'm sorry, skip this. Here we go. How adequately does my giving reflect my gratitude to God for all the blessings I receive? Is our giving to the Lord a reflection of the gratitude we have? Because I like this definition of gratitude. Gratitude is not, it's not happiness that brings us gratitude. It's gratitude that brings us happiness. Does your giving to the Lord reflect your sincere gratitude to all that the Lord has done for you? Again, the Apostle Paul reminds us that God does love cheerful givers. Do we give God of the first fruits of our giving, of our income, or does God get the leftovers? Where is that in your own life? Third question is maybe the most challenging. It's this one. Where would I be if on the chart I doubled my giving? Can I consider that? Having said that, I'll just let you stare at this for a second. Can we do that? Could you possibly do that? That's something for us to think about. Last year, we had one of our very generous givers of the church double their giving. We had another family in this church who had been giving pretty much the same amount for years and years. They made a 50% increase in their giving for this year. What could you possibly consider doing? Think about that. Think about that. And then ask yourself, finally, how much more could I give to the work of the Lord? And at this point, I'd like to call upon Pat Murek to come forward, because Pat's going to talk about what he and his wife are going to do. Pat, if you do not know Pat, Pat and I go way back. He was one of my high school kids at my former church. I've known him his entire life. Pat works with our high school kids. He is the chair of our Christian Education Committee. He is on the Circle of Endowment Committee. He helped organize yesterday's craft fair. Does a lot around here. And he is going to talk about what he and Chantal, his wife, are going to do with their giving. Pat?
Thanks, Paul. Okay, so I have notes because I don't attend 8 o'clock service, so it's a little early for me. So that way I don't talk forever. Okay, so I'm really excited about Forwarding Grace. It really is an opportunity for us to continue what we let off with Growing Grace and the utilization of our new space. I am extra excited about our youth space, leading the youth, because I think we got the best deal out of everyone with the new youth room. But seriously, everyone walking through the craft fair was just commenting about how nice the space is, how great it is to outreach to other communities, everything like that. It's a really great space, as we all know. So as we go forward in Grace, I want to look back at what we did for Growing Grace. We had this daunting task, and we raised $1 million over 3 years. So if you break that down, that's about $300,000 a year. Okay, so as we're moving forward in Grace, if we roll over what we were using for Growing Grace to our Forward in Grace campaign, that increases us by $300,000 per year. And that's kind of that say what moment that Pastor Paul was talking about. But last week you heard Mara say that she and Greg are doing that exact thing. This week I'm up here telling you Chantel and I are doing that as well. So it may sound crazy, and I know there's many other members out there that are thinking, considering, or planning on doing that exact same thing. So I would strongly encourage you to consider doing that. That's really, if everyone did that, Darlene would be the happiest person alive. Council would be so happy because we wouldn't have to worry about budgeting at all for next year. We would be set. You know, but the number we're looking for next year is a lot less than that. So I understand not everyone can give 100% of their growing grace. So what would that look like if people gave 50% of the growing grace? You know, we have about $150,000 or so then for next year. You know, that gets us pretty close to where we need to be. You know, the numbers were 60,000. Every time I hear someone talk, that number keeps going up by all the, you know, staff salaries, those kind of things that are slowly getting factored in. We really don't know what the number is going to be, but it's going to be at least $60,000. So if people are giving 50% of your growing grace, that gives us a $150,000 increase next year. That might be more manageable for a lot more people that look at that 100% and say, man, that's too much. And then the other level I want you to consider is 33%. So that puts us right around, my math right, 100,000, a little less than that, somewhere in there for the growing grace. You know, and that puts us pretty close to what we need for next year, if everyone was giving 33%. So those are the three numbers I want you to consider for rolling over your growing grace. Are you going to stand up here with me and Chantel, Mara and Greg, and say, let's go full bore, 100% of our growing grace, roll it right over? Is that not doable? We can still give half of that. Or can we at least give a third of that? And I think that will set us up perfect for our Forwarding Grace campaign to go forward. The other thing I want to mention is in your packet, you also got, or I got, I'm assuming everyone else got, a monthly, weekly, whatever, automatic giving. I think that's really important. You know, all of these expenses that we're talking about are fixed monthly expenses. The mortgage is the same every month. Staff salaries are going to be the same every month. We don't get that nice dip in summer where giving goes down in summer because everyone's on vacation, which rightfully so, everyone goes on vacation in summer. But we don't end up giving as much then throughout that. And that honestly creates a cash flow problem for the church. You know, we have these big expenses that we have to pay in summer when giving is not as much. That automatic giving, which Chantel and I have done, and we love it. It's so nice. We feel like that's the first fruits then, because it comes right off the top of our paychecks and goes right to the church electronically. That just really helps the church with the cash flow over the summer. And with this big amount of fixed expenses, it's only going to be more of a concern for next year. So that would be something I would strongly encourage you to do as well, to put that in the automatic giving as well. So that's all I have. I just want you to consider the 100% for Growing Grace, 50%, 33%. You know, pray about it, see where you as a family can do, and then the electronic giving as well. Thanks.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate your willingness to share that. That takes a lot of courage to talk about what you're going to do, especially when it's a challenge like that and a gift like that. So, we all need to think about it. Every one of us needs to think about what we are going to do. And that's why we've taken such an effort this year. That's why you got that packet. And that's why you got that letter this week. And if you looked at the letter, if you've read it, you've noticed something you have maybe not seen at Grace ever or for a long, long time. We have asked you a specific amount to give, to consider giving for next year. Now, you might wonder, how did you come up with that amount in my letter? And it's real simple. Pastor Heidi and I, we took a day and we sat down. She's going like this. And we went through what everyone gives or what we think everyone will give. And we discussed everyone and we discussed their needs, what's going on in their lives. And we said a lot of prayers and we came up with an amount. Just so you know, Pastor Heidi and I, we have an amount in our letters as well for a nice increase as well. Now, you may be going, what? But it's an ask for. We're asking you hope for it, to consider it. Some of you will be going, wow, they could have asked me for a lot more. Some of you may be going, I don't know if I can do that. It is a hope for gift. We are asking. But that's what this is about. We are asking all of us to do everything we can to support the ministry of the church. Because we need to remember, if we always do what we've always done, we're always going to get what we've always got. And God does not want the church to stand still. God wants the church to move forward. This church has moved forward a lot in the last few years, and we should be thankful for that. And now is our challenge, the next step of moving forward. So again, as you prepare to return your faith commitment cards next Sunday, and we ask you to bring them with you next Sunday, look at the chart. Think about the chart. Where are you on the chart? Where could you be on the chart? Think about that. Discuss that. Pray that. What could you do to help the church with your individual finance? We know this is a big challenge, but we've had a lot of big challenges in this church, and thank God we have met them. And I hope you feel good about your church that way. We all knew this challenge would be coming with the building, and let us all now do our part to step forward and to say, yes, I will support this. Because with big risks comes the opportunity for big rewards. And a ministry that is strong and solid and financially supported is a great reward for this congregation. If you remember during our Grow in Grace campaign, we asked you to say this prayer. Dear Lord, what would you do through me to accomplish your vision for Grace Lutheran Church? What can God do through you to accomplish his vision, his mission for this church? Think about that and pray about that. And I want to conclude with a little story. This is Lena Peterson. Many of you knew Lena. You loved Lena. Lena died last month, almost 98 years old. Lena was a longtime member of this church, a generous and faithful member of this church. And in her last years, when Pastor Heidi and I would visit her, every time we would visit Lena, we would leave with usually three things: a big hug and a kiss, sometimes really good cookies. And always, always, Lena would make sure that we walked out with at least a dollar, because this was her offering, and this is what she wanted to do. She wanted us to know that she still supported the church. Lena's funeral was just a short time ago. And last Sunday at our service of remembrance on All Saints Day, when we gathered a small group of about 30 of us to remember the loved ones who have died, Lena's family was here. And on the way out of church, her family gave me a dollar. And on the dollar it says, "In loving memory of Mom." Our gifts to the Lord are a memory, are a statement of our love and our support for the Lord. In our gospel today, we hear about building our lives upon the rock, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. So, as you prepare this week, and I do encourage you to take the time to pray about it, to think about it, to discuss it. If you have any questions about this brochure, if you have any questions about the letter we sent to you and the amount of the letter, please give me a call. I would be very happy to talk with you. We encourage all of us to do all we can to truly move forward in grace. And I look forward next Sunday to a wonderful ingathering of the first of these gifts. And I pray that we as a people, we will truly move up and move forward and support the Lord, not just in 2017, not just support the work of the ministry in 2017, but in all the years that are to come. So on behalf of the leadership of your church, I thank you for the gifts that you give, and I thank you for seriously considering what you will give next year and in the future. Amen.